And now this is a dictation for Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, Braucher, B-R-A-U-H-E-R, November 647, addressed as a letter to Dr. Lee, L-I-584-0307. Dear Dr. Lee, follow up. Dennis, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit April. No hospital visit, morbid obesity, stable weight, no vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, hard of hearing, denies incontinent of urinary infection, no changes of volume, stable edema stasis, no ulcers, not very active, uses a walker, no fall, physical therapy once a week, stable dyspnea, no oxygen or inhalers, not using the CPAP machine, sleeps in a chair, about 45 degrees, review system negative, medication list review, will highlight the Coric, Lasix, Aldactone, Metolazone, on potassium replacement, blood pressure 173, distant breast sound, distant heart tones, morbid obesity, no tenderness, 2 plus edema, bilateral knee replacement, hard of hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries, no anemia, creatinine 2.7, progressive over time, representing a GFR 23, stage 4, high calcium 10.9 to stop calcium and vitamin D. Next blood test, PTH, vitamin D 25 and 125, minor low sodium, normal potassium, upper bicarbonate, phosphorus less than 4.8, normal albumin. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, progressive, no indication for dialysis. Underlying diabetic nephropathy hypertension. No recent imaging. Update kidney ultrasound post void bladder. A component of hypercalcemia. Discontinue calcium vitamin D. Check PTH vitamin D levels. Low sodium represents free water balance. Continue pressing diuretic, 2 of them on Aldactone. Underlying congestive heart failure, predominance of right-sided, not using the CPAP or BiPAP machine. No need for EPO treatment, chemistry is in a regular basis, plan to see him back in 4 to 6 months.